So this is not a ramble. Obviously, it's a... Am I capable of saying something without rambling? Yes, I am. Maybe. So, I'm quite insecure about my voice. Fairly insecure about my voice. And I'm not drinking Pepsi. I swear, it's not Pepsi. Okay, it's Pepsi. I know, I shouldn't be having it, but I'm only allowed one can a day. This is my second can. I've been dealing with a lot. I need a caffeine. I have a cup of tea somewhere. Here we go. This is lemon tea, which is good for your voice. It's gone cold, which is fine. I'm not that precious about tea. I am precious about tea, but I'm not that precious. I will drink cold tea. God, I've drunk. I've drunk like 12-hour old tea. Why am I like this? I've been having family stuff. It's fine. It's just getting in the way. I talk with my hands a lot. Wow, I am very Spanish when I do that. It's okay, if I try and talk with my hands in one position, I can do that. Oh, it feels wrong. It feels so wrong. It feels so wrong. I'm very insecure about my voice. And I wasn't completely aware of it, but I've been... I've been editing for warmth, and my voice is bright. And it means that my audio has been a bit muddy. They're not bad, it's just they're not as... Now, I've always been insecure, but my knowledge and my resources have grown because I bought more plugins, more microphones. So I've kind of steered myself towards warmth and kind of not having that brightness at the top of my voice. But I think that is... I'm detracting from my voice and not showing it to its best. And I haven't been happy. And I think the reason I haven't been happy is because I know. I know that there's something there that I don't like. So... I have to take another little audio break. It's hard to record when someone's screeching all the time. Don't worry about it, it's fine. But there is a lot of audio coming. So, I know this audio engineer, and he's a fucking genius. He works wonders, and... He uses words that I don't understand. I don't understand. And I mean, I say talking. I don't really talk to people within the industry. I am very antisocial, but I'm doing some voice work for him. I mean, I haven't done it yet, but I am gonna do it. Did I record it twice and delete it? No, maybe. Didn't really talk about. But I was. I don't know the lingo. And I don't know shit. Sorry, I have to text the Banshee Uru. I've sent that to him about 76 times today. 77. Don't worry. This is one of the ways that I annoy him. Sibling love. But I am... I don't have a warm voice. I have a bright voice. And now I'm fucking around with scissors. Where did these scissors come from? Where? A big thing for me is... I have this fear of being shrill. I can't even say that fucking word. Shrill. You know, like that. But it's a case of... I have decided, being a new year, I really need to shake myself up. And part of that, so the microphone I'm using at the moment, this one is, why? I don't even know which one this is. I have a lot of microphones, but I've realized that I tend to always go for like the warm ones, and they might not be best suited for my bright voice. Give me, I know what microphone it is. So I have this thing about typing in Stella in French. Okay, so I'm using, so I've got expensive microphones and I've got inexpensive microphones, and a lot of the times at a certain price point there isn't a lot of difference. I mean, there is a difference, but it's nuanced, and with editing you can fix a lot of that in the mix. Give me a minute, I'm googling the microphone because I know what it looks like. I think this is the Stella X2 Vintage. This is. You know, that's like a, it was like a, it's not a bad, it's a good mic, no, it is a good microphone, very solid. Stella, no, not Stella. Who's it by? TZ Audio. Is it TZ Audio? Tech Zone Audio Products. Jesus Christ, that's going by a little logo. They are an interesting company. They are using modern technology to recreate vintage sound capsules. And I like the old sound, but I have kind of been trying to force my voice into something that it maybe isn't. And that sounds questionable. That sounds so questionable. You can add warmth to a vocal, but I've been trying to warm it up from the get-go. So I have warm microphones. My EQ layers are, you know, they tend to be warm. I've been eeing away from anything that's bright or has, you know, emphasis in the high end. But what I've been realizing is I am robbing my audience. Oh god, this sounds so fucking pretentious. And it is pretentious, but let's just go with it. I've been robbing my audience of my actual voice, and now I'm fucking around with a microphone arm. I can't stop using my hands, okay? I just can't. I have to fidget or talk with my hands. Because I am, you know, sabotaging the warmth, no, the high end of my voice from the get-go, I have noticed a muddiness in my audio. And I'll be honest, I've been putting a final layer of warmth and transparency on my audio. And it's not bad audio, okay? It's not bad audio, but it's not completely me. And I think part of me knew that. I think it was Ozone 10. I'm trying to look up. Yeah, so the last EQ that I run on my audio is warm and transparent. But I realize that I am sabotaging, and I've been hearing stuff that I'm like, I'm not quite sure what that is. That's interesting. And I think it's because it doesn't sound like me, because I'm kind of cutting Not cutting. See, that sounds surgical. This isn't surgical. It's. Okay, do you know what Spanx are? Or Skims? Okay. No. They are shapewear. So they take your shape and they kind of suck it in. I've kind of been doing that, but it's. I know people who are convinced that if they wear like Spanx that are two sizes too small, that it gives them the best shape. And that's kind of what I'm doing to my voice. I'm kind of like gussying it up too tightly. So you can still have the shape, but it's not actually my shape and it's not comfortable. So if you ever see a picture of yourself when you're wearing Spanx, okay, this sounds so weird. If you wear a lot of shapewear, because you can literally, it's like armor, under armor, and you see a picture, sometimes it can be a little bit, is that me? Is that me? And it's kind of like that when I hear my voice. There was a little disconnect. And I noticed with my earlier recordings, I didn't have that, and I realized that's because it was bright. It was brighter. Like, I have a full dynamic range of voice, and that's a great thing. It helps me emote and act. But I am not editing too much, but I'm editing in the wrong way. Oh, this is so complicated. And I'm still trying to find out what. Okay, what I'm doing to my voice as a final layer, and I only started doing this for the last couple of months, is warm and transparent, which is gentle dynamics with a controlled high end. But I'm taking out all the high fucking end. So I'm not taking it out. I'm kind of, I'm, putting Spanx on it. And all the microphones that I use that I prefer have warmth to it. I think it's just insecurity. So what I'm doing. Oh, this sounds real dumb. This sounds real fucking dumb. I'm not going for a big microphone. I'm buying a microphone. Okay. I'm not going for a big microphone company just because I like these little startup companies. They're not. It's not startup, but I like, Okay. So I don't know what the company's called. The company of this microphone that I'm using now. Texone Audio. First of all, it's an awful name for a company, Texone. It sounds kind of like a cheap Chinese company. But it's like, what they do, they try to recreate old sounding vintage style capsules with new technology. So you can have great sound at a cheaper price. And I like that. And that makes me sound so cheap. But I think the thing with microphones, the technology has not really changed in the last X amount of years. So, I like these new companies that are coming out and trying something new while trying to maintain the soul of the microphone. Oh, I sound so fucking poncy. So, there is this company, and I literally did not know about them before today. Am I impulse buying a microphone? Yes, but for a good reason. They're called Austrian Audio. Now I'm thinking of Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, following the closure of the AKG offices in Vienna, I did not know that they shut. And now I have to Google that because I didn't know. And oh, okay, no, oh, that I sounded horrible there. I just read, in 2016, it was announced that the AKG Vienna facilities, headquarters, manufacturing and engineering would be shut down in 2017 with the transfer of brand headquarters to California. And I'm like, I feel, I don't know. I do like, I do like European microphone. There is this company that has microphones that I lost after, and I can't remember what they're called either. Is it Violet Audio? Oh, man. I hate when you full screen stuff. I think it's Violet Audio. Yeah. If you look at these microphones from... No, it's not Violet Audio. That's not them. Was it the Garnet microphone they created? Violet design. It is Violet design. Okay, the reason I lust after these microphones is they look so good. And that if you go, I love going to the About Us of Latvia, blah blah blah, yada 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 yada. And these companies, apart from audio. I can't remember the name of the company. It's on a tab. You know, tech, audio. That's like a new startup. But what I really love is when you have people who have been in the world of microphone design for ever. And then they create companies. Violet Design. I know. This is a fucking ramble. This is a fucking ramble. God damn it. But Violet Design... Oh my fucking god, the products, they're so gorgeous. Every single microphone of theirs has that old-timey style that I love, and, well, violet is my favourite colour. And I have considered buying them. Oh, they're so gorgeous. So pretty, but I know I hold back for Violet, but I do want. But enough about that. So Violet was started up by this guy who had like 20 years of experience in the microphone manufacturing world. Am I still recording? Yes, I am still recording. And he's created these beautiful microphones. They're so beautiful. Oh, nope. Nope, because that, mm-mm. So, it turns out that this Austrian audio... There were people who worked for AKG, I sound weird saying that, in Vienna, and they started up Austrian Audio. About us. Following the closure of the AKG offices in Vienna, we set out to create something new, challenging, and respectful to our heritage. That sounds like what I love in a microphone company. And it started off with a core team of 22 former AKG personnel from management, acoustics, electronics, test and measurement, mechanical design, RF and wireless, software and firmware. Okay, whatever. So they're new, but they have a lot of skill. I love that. And they have microphones. Of course they have microphones. And they have headphones. So... Wait. They have... Oh my god, they have more microphones than I thought they did. They have an OC-18, which is it's got good reviews. Really good, solid reviews. And that's like that's about £600. Now, I did not get that. Because I have a trip to Japan to pay for. So I have to, you know, weigh up. Oh yes, I booked a ticket to Japan. I'm going there this year. I don't fucking care. I'm going to Japan. So they have like a little sister or little brother to the OC-18, which is the OC-16. And it's got good reviews. And I've heard sonic tests of it. And it's lovely. It has a really nice, natural, bright sound. And it kind of looks like an AKG microphone, which is not surprising since the company is made up of people who used to work for AKG. It has that old vintage square microphone head. The grill's a little flimsy. This is not a microphone that will take knocks. If you want a microphone that will take knocks, the Aston microphones are fantastic. The build quality in Aston microphones, it's better than some cars. This microphone, in every review that I've heard, it has, in every review, Jesus fucking Christ, I have read reviews, they've all said about the brightness, they've linked to the reviews on the website, so I'll see if I can find some of the stuff. Okay, so this is Never Voice, and they hold all Austrian audio in high esteem. I don't know, this isn't going to be my first microphone from this company, but I hear good things. AKG got taken over by Samsung! I did not know that! That explains a lot, actually. So, the OC-18 is a large diaphragm condenser microphone, and it is, to my research, very well regarded. It's a great microphone. Wait, is there like a... What is NAMM? The NAMM show. What is the NAMM show? Is this a convention for microphones? Is this a convention for microphones? No. I do not need to start an addiction. I have Japan. Think of Japan. Yeah, it says after the announcement at NAMM, they blah, blah, blah. So it looks like a AKG. I have two AKGs at the moment. Okay, it has high power, da, 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 da. So I'm reading through. It's high. I'm reading. Okay, so apparently it is similar to the C414XLS. I think I have that microphone. Do I have that microphone? Now I have to Google. See, this is a problem. I go... Sorry. Sorry. Fucking hell. I don't have the XLS. I do have one of them though. I have the C414XLII. How much? Ooh. isn't that much, is it? Is that microphone that much? No, it's not. No. Is it? Okay, that's an £800 microphone. £800. It's £800. I have that. It's a good microphone, but my problem was I was focused on not liking the brightness in my voice. And I listened to it and I've rambled about in the past how, oh, it sounds too shrieky, blah, blah, blah. It's too high. It's too bright. No, it wasn't. It wasn't too bright. I was too into my insecure groove to appreciate that my voice actually isn't that bad. Now, logically, it's also got 9 switchable polar patterns, which is pretty fucking nice. And it's a great microphone, it is. But here's the thing with me. I've used it, and in my head, it doesn't connect. It's like a little short circuit. Like, I know my voice is high and bright, so I know that microphone can do that, so why don't I just swap that microphone in and swap this one out? I'm recording on my phone, by the way. Ignore me saying in and out, because this microphone, it's literally 6 inches away from me. In my head, it has a negative association because I'm still in that place where my voice is too bright, there's too much headroom, there's not headroom, there's too much high in it, and, you know, it's uncomfortable. And because phones and computers tend to cut out some of the bass, you know, tinny speakers, that tinny radio sound, this has all kind of come together into my head, and it's just negative. So you can't separate it. I can't separate my insecurity from that microphone, even though that microphone is an awesome microphone. A solid microphone, very versatile microphone. But I can't swap it in and use it with confidence. It's just the way I'm wired. It's weird. But trying a new microphone and embracing that brightness is easier because it's kind of like not a fresh start, but it's like drawing a line and saying, right, this is happening. If I use that AKG microphone, I'm never going to be able to let go of not liking the sound. Even if I like the sound, I will not like the sound because of all of this negativity I've got stored up. It's easier. It's kind of like when you lose a bit of weight and you have a dress and you try it on and you look good, but you still see it as one of your fat dresses. It's a weird, maybe that's just me. That might just be me. It's easier with a new microphone. So I've been doing research and reading reviews in other languages. That was fun. Jesus Christ, my French is not that strong enough. My German is shit, by the way. I'm Google translating sections. Yeah, it's interesting.
Man walks into a bar.
What's that?
Ask the bartender for a glass of water.
What is that?
Bartender pulls out a shotgun.
What is that?
Fires a blast, just missing the man.
I fucking hate when a website just starts playing sound. This is meant to be an audio sample, I think.
Thank you.
What? What is this from? Oh, that was an audio sample.
The guy had the hiccups.
No, what? No, that's another one. Which? Oh no, that's NCIS on the other TV. On the other screen, I've got NCIS in the background because I needed more input. Now, this microphone is not fancy. It doesn't have multiple polar patterns. It doesn't have, you know, 4 high pass settings. It doesn't have any of that. But it has what I need, and that is a emphasis on high, bright stuff. I'm so, so wordy. And it has great reviews, both in magazines and with individual. I swear I've watched every fucking review of this fucking microphone on fucking YouTube. This is in German. Okay, let's see what my German's so complicated. Okay, that's technology. That's mechanics. That's functionality. That's a real big fucking word. I think it says it has, compared to the OC18, it doesn't have as many bells and whistles, which means it's not as fancy, not as versatile. So now we're going to go to Google Translate and see how out I was. Okay, I need to find German. There we go. Hey, minor technical, mechanical, and functional limitations compared to the OC18. Oh my fuck, my German is still shit. I'm not gonna attempt to tell you what the pros are, because yeah, these are words. Very high quality, detailed sound image, good vibrations and insulation of the membrane, very good price. Yeah, it has a good price for what it is. So I've got it. And it's coming on Saturday morning. And, what the fuck is that word? Condensatormikrofon? Jesus fucking. That's so long! I've always felt, to speak German, you have to speak with a certain amount of aggression. And you need to be short and clipped, because that sounds what German is all about. It's a very aggressive language, but it's not actually that aggressive. Okay. Condenser microphone. Oh! Is that how you say condenser microphone? Condensator microphone. Oh, that's not how. How do you pronounce that, Google?
Condensator microphone.
Like that. It just sounds so harsh. It sounds so harsh.
Condensator microphone.
Okay, now you're talking to me like I'm fucking slow. Okay, okay, now we're moving. Ah, sorry, now I have to do the German stuff. Okay, so I need to find a... Okay, you remember what I was saying about the functionality, the technology, the mechanical stuff not being as extensive or as shiny as the OC18? Okay, this is what it sounds like in German.
Kleinere technische, mechanische und funktionelle Einschränkungen gegenüber OC18.
Yeah, what? But yeah, I struggled with translation. It's a good, solid microphone. It's got a nice high end. So yeah, I'm getting it. This is considered an entry level microphone. And I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with it being an entry-level microphone. See, now I'm reading another review. Apparently, the OC18 is... It has Bluetooth. I fucking hate Bluetooth. Okay, now I'm just... Sorry, I know I shouldn't read and talk at the same time. Look, oh my fuck, this review literally says it lacks the bells and whistles of the upper end Austrian audio models. It retains much of their opulent hi-fi tonality. Cool. So it's bright. It is a bright microphone, and normally that actually it still instills me with fear. Oh my fuck, how long have I been recording for? Oh, it says 3 minutes 48. No, it's not. It's 26 minutes! But that's not all that I'm getting. I spoke to the audio engineer about the bits that I'm going to be recording. I'll be honest with you. I don't know where I put the lines. I don't know where they are. I don't even know how big my part is. I should really check that. It's not a big part. Please don't be a big part. Oh shit, what happens if it's... It'll be fine. So I briefed him a little about what I wanted. No, not even that. I asked for a honest, but not too honest, opinion if I am too focused on warmth and fattening up the mid and low end of my voice. And very diplomatically, it was a case of you have a dynamic, bright voice and you're kind of kneecapping it. Here you go. If you engineer to your voice's strengths, you'll sound even nicer. So I'm gonna try and do that. So I'm getting this is so fucking I don't know if I like this. I'm getting a compressor. I do some compressing. But I always compress with that warmth in mind, and I'm now going to be not doing that as much. Wow, I actually feel uncomfortable thinking about this. Shit. So I bought a compressor called SmartCom, which... Let's go to the website. I swear I've got... How many tabs have I got open? That's a lot of tabs. That's actually a lot of tabs. Wow. I am always quite tab heavy. Bring the future into focus. What is this? Nope, that's not the... Nope. Okay, we're going to find this compressor. Okay, just bear with me 1 second. Nope. Yep. No. That's about pneumonia. Okay, here we are. I love when they use words that I don't understand. But I do understand them. I just don't know the word. I really need to sort out this table. It's a spectrodynamic compressor. You're what now? SmartComp 2 automatically delivers transparent, precise results, providing you with the creative tools that transform. Fucking hell. I can read. I'm just a bit nervous. That will transform your sound from nice to extraordinary. It uses AI to kind of find the best settings. So it has female vocals, press the record button, press play. The compressor listens to your recording and gives optimal settings. It also keep listening and make on the fly calculations for you. It's a very neutral compressor, apparently. So we have that. I have no idea how to use it. I'm going to train myself over the next day. And then on Saturday night, we're going to record with the new stuff. Well, no, we'll record with the new microphone, and then we'll edit on Sunday with the new compressor and something else, which I don't know what it actually is. Balancer, balancer. It automatically corrects deficiencies in your audio tracks regarding the spectral balance. The what? I don't know what that means, but then the audio engineer goes, it should be used first to color the sound. I know what that means. I know what it means when you have color in your sound. I can't explain it, but I know what it means. So I have a new microphone coming. I have a compressor. I just need to download and install that. And I have a balancer. This is, I don't know. I think this is me being as honest about my voice as I can be. The way I see my voice is not how my voice is, and it's been colouring my view, and it's been colouring how I edit. Edit. For me, my voice is my biggest insecurity. And I've let that insecurity affect the way I. Okay, if I was a painter and I have a. And my paintings. I have a natural color palette. But then I decide, oh, I can't use the color yellow. Because no one likes yellow. So I paint without yellow, and then people look at my paintings and like, oh, they're good. Didn't you used to use yellow though? And I did used to use yellow before I got too insecure about using yellow. And I come to look at my art and I'm like, I mean, it's good. But maybe it needs yellow. I hate the color yellow, by the way. One moment, please. I'm a bit dehydrated. I've been sat in front of this computer for fucking hours doing research. A little scared. A tiny, tiny bit scared. Because this is new. And I do extensive editing anyway. But this is less extensive editing and actually editing to my voice's strength. And that makes me have to admit that my voice has strengths. And that's the sound in my head all the time. So, yes, we're getting a new microphone. And it sounds like I get new microphones all the time, but. This is my job, so it does balance out, and I'm a bit of a microphone hoarder. I have actually. I wish I could say that I sold my microphones, but I don't sell microphones. I give them to people. That's so dumb. I should sell them. I only try to have. Fucking hell. I was about to say I try to only have like five microphones in the house at any one time. And then I can just look around and I can see, right, I'm counting USB microphones in that number. That is a Wave microphone. That's a G-Track Pro. That's a fucking Blue Yeti. This is a, what? Tech Audio, whatever that company's name is. I really wish I had a better name. That is a dynamic microphone up there. Softronics, I think. I think that's all I can see. No, I can see an AKG case down there. I think that's all the... Why do I feel like I've got another microphone not too far away from me right now? I just have this feeling that there is a microphone somewhere really close to me. Ah, bollocks. I've had people... Sorry. After effects of second bout of COVID? No, nothing. Ignore I said that. It's fine. That was a secret. The amount of recording hours that I record, we're talking, what, 6 hours a night when I'm recording. So it doesn't take long for a microphone to get hundreds of recording hours into it. And the thing about, well, when it's a an analog microphone, I think those are investments for years. USB microphones, I don't see lasting as long as analog microphones. I think it's just coloured in my head. And also, your Blue Yeti. Now, there's nothing wrong with USB microphones. I obviously have three. I might have four. No, I've only got three. I gave another one to the Banshee. And my mother. I literally am a microphone pusher. Something interesting about me. When I get a new phone, my phone gets passed on to my parents. So I get a new phone. Last time my dad got my old phone, and then my mum kept the phone that she had before. This time my mum will be getting this phone when I get a new phone. And it's the same with tablets, it's the same with laptops, it's the same with Chromebooks, it's the same with computers that I build. It's the same with microphones. Oh shit. I don't know. I see technology as... I can never be that person that makes money on eBay by selling my technology, because I either pass it on, or I keep it. That being said, I can see one, two, three laptops. Is that? Yeah, it's only three laptops. They're old laptops, though. They are old. I was in that trap for a while. You know, when you buy a cheap laptop just to do what you have to do. But the problem with cheap laptops is that they can become obsolete real quick when it comes to doing anything intensive. Also, HP laptops are kind of shit. Up to a certain price point. The bulk of just bloatware that they put on is... annoys me. So here's my plan. I use a new microphone embrace. I doubt it will be that easy a process to work my way into being brighter with my voice. Not, wow, I'm thinking about all the EQs that I use because, as you know, I use, well, if you don't know, I use layers on my voice. I'm not going to use, oh man, all the layers I use are like low or warm or, that's so bad. That's not good for your voice. You shouldn't do that. Yeah, so that's happening. Okay, I had COVID. I had a little bout of COVID, tiny little bout of COVID. I didn't want to worry anyone. It was a little bit bad, but not really bad. Here's the thing about COVID. If you're run down, if you haven't been looking after yourself, if you've been neglecting yourself, then it's going to hit you harder. But I know someone who was kind of in the same situation with me. She got COVID too the first time round. It was about as bad as I was, but I have this tendency to get really bad, like chest and throat issues in a way. I'm just genetically programmed for that, which again is great because I'm a voice artist, apparently. The second time I got it, I was pretty dead. It was only, oh, don't drop the spoon. It was only for a short time, but I'm still struggling with the throat and sinus issues. It was short, but it knocked me out. This latest version is pretty horrible. Sorry. I didn't want to worry people. Like I said, it wasn't a big deal. And mostly I didn't say anything because I didn't want to have the anti-vax people coming out against me because I have no time for you. I really cannot be asked with you. They are so annoying. They are so annoying. But yeah, I see, I record these rambles and then I just feel insecure. I have so much insecurity and it's stifling me. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm stifling myself. And change is hard. Change is really hard. But change is especially hard when you're trying to undo the damage that your insecurities have done to you. So it's kind of like I can't record comfort ones because blah blah blah, yada 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 yada. I can't do this. I have to, not make my voice too blah blah blah. Da, 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 da. And then you end up editing in a way which is still good. I'm a very solid editor. But you kind of think, right. You don't realize how when you have a comfort zone, it's not actually comfortable. What most comfort zones are made up of is this fake perception. I'm comfortable in this place that I have created, but it's not actually crafted by comfort, it's crafted by insecurity and doubt and fear. But fear comes in many guises. Sometimes when you're in a bad relationship, you don't want to leave it because the fear of being alone or the fear of who you are outside of that relationship is so scary that you don't even understand that it's really fear. And you create this comfort zone, which isn't comfortable, But what you do is you rationalize it. And I think I rationalize this oh no, don't play with scissors near the trousers. Ooh, we're not doing that again. Yeah, I ruined my favorite pair of jeans because I was fucking around with scissors. Yeah, don't ask. And she just picks up the scissors right again. The comfort zone is not a place of comfort. It's a place where you have rationalized that you are comfortable when you're not comfortable. You're doing things which stymie your potential or sometimes put you in uncomfortable situations, and then you rationalize that that uncomfortable situation is, well, no relationship is perfect. And for me, it's a case of, oh, I have a shrill voice. My voice is too bright. I need to warm it up. Oh, I like vintage audio, and that's really warm, but there are still people who had bright voices in vintage. But I ignore that. It's like, oh, I need to make it warmer. I need to do this. I need to control the high end. I need to do this. Because I have a very dynamic voice. And then I got somewhere where the audio I created was still great, but it's not me. And I would listen and be like, yeah. But I wouldn't make the connection. I would just add that to the insecurity I have about my voice. Oh, this is going to be so uncomfortable. But I think it's going to result in more honest audio because I don't create bad audio. My audio is good. It's not honest. It's not really reflective of my voice because I'm literally stealing my voice. It's kind of like, oh, you're so pretty. Let me, just get some face tape and some fake eyelashes and just change everything about your face with makeup because makeup is amazing and you can do that. And yeah, you know what? We're gonna get a wig. And I know that's your personal style, but we're gonna dress you up as something different. And can you put on a French accent? Now the end result is beautiful, but not comfortable and not honest. Now I'm not using that in a negative way. Oh, makeup is dishonest. It's about self-perception for me. When I'm listening to my audios and I'm hearing my voice, it doesn't sound right. And then I feel, oh, I must put more emphasis on this, that, and the other. But the problem is, it doesn't sound right because it's not my actual voice. I am stealing from my voice. I am not showing it to its best. And this is me trying to turn that around. I don't want to slide into an even more rationalized comfort zone because I have a good voice. Let's say that with feeling. I have a good voice. I know. I need to be more honest in a way that I reflect my voice. Because my audio is me. It's my creation, it's my voice, my stories, and I stymie myself, I smother myself, I stifle myself. I waterboard myself in the shower sometimes with a shower curtain. I still do that sometimes. Showering without glasses is dangerous. But then you tell people I shower with my glasses on and they look at you like you're weird. Well, you think they look at you like you're weird, but you're not quite sure because your glasses are all steamy because you've been in the shower. Yeah, I'm gonna stop talking. Oh no, I'm scared as to how long this has gotten. See, when I try and tab back into the recording app, it shows the last time I checked, which was 36 minutes and 59 seconds. So I'm going to make a guess as to how long this is. I'm thinking I've talked for another 20 minutes, so I'm saying 56 minutes. An hour. That's not that bad. And I'll post this. Do you remember when I said this wasn't going to be a ramble? I lied. I lied. I lied.